are falling into place. Series spotlights the important work of and foster collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This week, we feature the work of a pilot program in North Central Troy, New York, that seeks to provide a place for at-risk children and their parents, a support system, if you will, to help in their home life and help with the transition to middle school. The FOCUS, Family Opportunity Collaborative at Sunnyside program, uses a multifaceted approach to address the family's academic and non-academic barriers to success, among which are food security, a peer support system, and financial literacy. Sister Betsy Van Dusen has been Director of Community Partnerships for the Diocesan Catholic Charity since 2013. This year, we should also note, marks her 25th in religious life, so we congratulate you on that, which I believe you reached in January, so good for you. And thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
A delight. So how did this program come to be?
Well, truthfully, one of our funders, the Troy Savings Bank Foundation, came to us and said, we would like you to think transformationally. And so we looked at our work in Troy, which at Sunnyside, and we've been there since 1917,
right,
and said, what could make a real difference? Because the community is in transition. It's an inner city neighborhood, inner city community. And what could really matter? And if we did a two-generational model and worked with the families, both the children and the parents, we could probably do that. And you described it quite well, the mentoring program. And many parents described to us, we're really afraid because our kids are in this one school, and then they're going to go into this giant middle school. And how do they do that? How do they get with the right kids? How do they get with the right groups? How do they do those, you know, how do they get safe in their new school? And so mentoring became a really important part. And in terms of partnership, our partnership with Big Brothers and Big Sisters is making that possible. They are doing the matches and the mentoring for the children, and it's really been great. We do need some more mentors, though. We certainly need always to make a good match, because every child and every adult wouldn't be a good match. And so if your interest is basketball and my interest is basket weaving, then those two things probably wouldn't be the best connector. So we are looking for new mentors and so that we can have good matches for Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
So through that program, if I decide to become a mentor, then, and you pair me with someone, then my job as a mentor is to do what?
To be in partnership with that child. So as he or she is struggling or wondering or getting to have an opportunity to go to the park and go someplace they might not have gone, many of the children in North Central Troy have lived in North Central Troy and don't get to go out much. They don't get to go to the lake.
Right.
Many of them haven't even seen a lake, and some don't know where milk comes from. And so to go
and
out
you don't
the
have
farm,
to go far to find a cow in Rensselaer
yeah,
County.
Yeah, it's the truth. That is the truth. And so just to be able to have a connection into another adult model, another adult role model.
So then you're taking what Big Brothers, Big Sisters does and expanding upon that with just a little bit more to help in that transition.
Correct. So we're the mentors are in place for the children, and then the next step is we're supporting the parents. So they have opportunities to think about, okay, maybe I want to go to school. Maybe I want to get my GED. Maybe I want a dream for my family. And I've had so much else going on, I haven't had a chance to do that. I haven't had an opportunity to really think about what could be possible for myself and for my family. And so the second part of it is to do that, is to work with the family, work with the adults in the family, to engage with what's possible. How can I dream? How can I see something else? And so it's, we would call it family case management, but in regular people's terms, it's really family engagement and family support. Or my job isn't really working out, or I don't have childcare. And to have someone walking with them as they're working through those situations, working through those struggles, which we all have. Some of us have more resources than other people. And oftentimes people who have struggled, don't have all those connectors and resources. And so FOCUS offers them a case manager to have a resource, to have another person to bounce things off of and help them think about a different path and help them think about a different way.
Is there Are there conversations that take place between those who are working with the parents and those who are working with the child?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's all brought into a full circle.
And the third part is when the parents and the children come together in what we call the collaborative. And the collaborative is, we didn't invent it. We said, all right, let's bring the families together. And there are 15 families in the program right now. And what is it that they want to work on together? So we didn't say, you should do this. You should want transportation. You should want... We said, what do you envision? What do you dream for your community, for your children and yourselves together? And so they've been working with other community organizations in North Central Troy. That was their wish, to say, let's get together with some other people so we really can make a difference. They're looking at doing after school, after evening, later in the evening, support in the playgrounds so that there's adult supervision in the playground so that they know that it's going to be safe for their children to be there. They're planning a summer trip. And again, so we can go someplace else, we can have another view. They're working on doing that together. So the families and the children, the adults and the children are together during those events. And there's food and they gather to plan and brainstorm.
15 families. So obviously, I think this is obvious anyway. And so I ask it in the form of a question, which is, there are more people than that we could serve if the funds were there and the people were there and... There's a lot more need than there.
There is a lot more need. And one of the things, as you know, Joe, is oftentimes when a new program starts, we have to check it out a little bit before we're ready to jump right into it.
See if it actually works.
And so that's what we've been experiencing. And actually, there's been much stir in the neighborhood, in the community, to say, oh, we want to be part of that. We want to be a part of that. So the next group, we're going to start unfolding and inviting the next group to come, and it'll be 25 more. So it'll be 25 additional families to join in the effort. So the first 15, and then other folks will join them.
When you look at, I mentioned in the introduction that it's a pilot program, so the idea would be to expand it throughout to, and I would assume throughout the Catholic Charities, your coverage area.
Mm-hmm. That's our goal. Yeah. But what we said was, let's try it small.
Sure.
Let's tweak it so that it really does work and we're sure that it works. And then let's tell the story a little more broadly. In our first conversations about it, we talked to the folks at Notre Dame, the Leo Foundation at Notre Dame, which they study programs. And they said, well, you know, yours is really too small for us to do, but do it. Do it and then keep talking to us. Because I think what you have there makes sense.
Sure. And then one of the things that I was, as I was looking and reading about the program last night, and which is, it's amazing what you've done in a relatively short period of time, and then also just what Catholic Charities does overall. But the one thing that came to my mind that I wrote down was, how long, once you have a kid in the program, then do they age out? Or are you with them for a period of time? Because once you have that, you wouldn't really want to lose it. And then, but how do you then get new kids in and have the process start?
Sure. Well, the collaborative, it would be definitely the ongoing part. And then hopefully what's happening during the family case management is people are getting supportive so they don't need those services so closely.
Right.
And in terms of the children, some of them are going to say, you know, it's been nice being with you, but I'm okay now. I don't really want to do this anymore.
Right.
And some of them will continue. I believe Big Brothers Big Sisters goes to the age of 15. So they certainly could go on into high school.
So but once you reach a certain age and the program then moves on and probably would be better suited to someone younger who could really, you know, once again...
Exactly, and hopefully along that process, they've gotten some tools and some skills, and so they're feeling more confident. So that beginning, let's support you, let's stand around you, isn't so necessary because they've now got some other supports in the broader community.
Yes, what is there anything preventing schools from doing this on a broader scale?
Probably not, except probably funding and personnel.
Yeah, get the people.
You know, get the people, and also to say, how do we, you know, pull it apart? How do we have time? You know, because oftentimes in schools, it's about a mandate or a crisis. We have to deal with a crisis that's before us. And so what we're trying to do in focus is to say, let's get there a step before the crisis. Let's build in some tools and some opportunities that make it possible for the crisis not to happen. Can we be just one step ahead of that crisis?
somewhat anecdotally, but you can be as specific as you want to be, obviously, give us an example of how you have seen successes within this program already.
Surely. We have, at the beginning, when our case manager, Charmaine, was starting to meet with families, it was sort of like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to do that. And one of the women said, yes, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do it. And then just didn't come. And so gradually, and so Charmaine was very persistent, and she continued to make phone calls, to reach out. And about a month and a half ago now, she said, oh my gosh, I never even thought that meeting with you would be so helpful to me. And she said, and I'm going to keep meeting with you, because just in this time, we were able to think about some things that I hadn't thought of, and now I have a little better direction. Well, that's only one example, and there are, you know, certainly others. And the children are coming together, being partnered with their mentors. Everybody doesn't have a mentor yet, but everybody's gone through the process. So we're waiting for some of those mentors to come forward. But little by little, we're starting to see different things. And as I said, the collaborative is really part of the piece that was probably the most out there. I mean, we left because we didn't even decorate the room. because we said if it's a collaborative, then you should choose that. And so
sure.
The group has the opportunity to put things on the walls. And we said to them, if you want to do a whiteboard, you can paint it. We'll put a whiteboard up there, or blackboard, and you can choose to do that. And so they're that's still unfolding, interestingly, about 8 months later.
One of the things that I find fascinating is that you can get a program and you can come together and you have these wonderful partners that have all come together. And in this case, you have the money and you're running it. And then but the one thing now is you need is real people to step in and say, OK, I'm going to take the step and help this person.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's something that money can't buy.
That's right.
It takes the one person who says, I have something to offer,
mm-hmm.
and something to offer a child of
mm-hmm.
that age.
That's right. That's right. And it doesn't take a long time. It's
yeah.
just a little passion and a little desire to say, it will matter. My little time will matter. And I think sometimes we forget we think, oh, it's so big. The problems are so big. The truth of the matter is, if we all just did our little part, it would be enough, and it
sure.
would get it done. And that's really the case with mentoring with the children. You know, it's an hour, a couple hours a month.
It's also the other thing that struck me as we wrap up is just how important it gets kids at a young age to understand and be open to the idea of mentoring, which can be beneficial throughout our lives.
Absolutely.
I
think about all the mentors I've had in my life,
sure.
and I have many, and I still have many now, and I don't know what I would have done without them.
Well, it's a wonderful program. Certainly, the easiest way is to go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and we have a link for this Falling in Place interview, and also a link onto how to get in touch with Sister Betsy, as well as the program, that if you'd like to be a mentor, or you'd like to find out more information, you could certainly do that. wamc.org/roundtable. Sister Betsy Van Dusen is with us from Catholic Charities, talking about this FOCUS program, which stands for Family Opportunity Collaborative at Sunnyside. Thank you so much for the great work you're doing in the community and for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe.
Pleasure. Thank you. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.